This is Derek and Romaine.
There she goes.
Yar, I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm going to do pirate porn.
Derek and Romaine.
Are we now a game show called Touch That Pussy?
Derek and Romaine.
We did have a listener last night who wanted to suck your toes.
Derek and Romaine.
So I'd rather talk about anything other than menstruating.
Bitches, you've been warned. This is Derek and Romaine.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm a failure as a human person. Derek Hartley here, along with Romaine Patterson. No, that was not for you to agree. Dr. Jen Berman is with us.
I think you're very hard on yourself.
I was scrambling to try to watch Dr. Jen Berman's super trailer during the break, but I ran out of time, unfortunately.
Wah.
I know. But you can check it out for yourself at drjen.com, and that's Dr. spelled out and Jen with two N's. And she's also on Twitter, Dr. Jen Berman on Twitter, and of course on Facebook. And now
and
here
on our
show.
And there it's DrJennBerman. Yeah. Unlike the website.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see you.
It's wonderful to see you. It's always fun to be here with you guys.
And you get Romaine's disembodied voice from home.
That's right.
But I did get to see her and embrace her in the ladies' room yesterday.
Yes.
Was it Friday?
Friday, yeah. I think.
Yes. Yeah.
I was very surprised and excited to see you. I always like it when you're in New York.
It was very mutual. I always love being here, and I always love to get to embrace you in the ladies' room.
Well, as long as something exciting and happy is happening in the ladies' room. Romaine, by the way, I just want you to know, they're still cleaning it.
Of course
they
are.
It's been like 4 solid hours. It must be some kind of cleaning marathon. I don't even know what's happening, but anyway. We've had updates throughout the show.
Oh, good.
So Dr. Jen Berman, of course, has the new season of Couples Therapy, which is starting on VH1 this Wednesday, October 3rd at 10 p.m. And, of course, you can hear her every day on the Love and Sex Show with Dr. Jen right here on SiriusXM on Cosmo Radio 109, just one over from us over on the dial.
Yep.
8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
So Romaine has a issue that she's having that she wants to talk to you about, which seems like the whole reason we ever have you on the show, Jen.
Well, listen, I will tell you, I have heard a lot of people who dispense advice and talk about relationships and so on and so forth. But I will say this, Dr. Jen Berman, as far as I'm concerned, you are one of the best.
Oh, thank you.
I think you cut right to the real problem. I think you don't mince your words.
This
I think
true.
You are really solid and you give really, really great advice, which is why I love you on Cosmo. And I just think you're awesome.
Well, thank you. And you're going to love VH1 Couples Therapy Season 2.
I can only imagine because I like the way you talk to couples. I like the way you talk to people in general. I just think you're very good.
Well, thank you.
So I do have a question, though, and since you're here, I am going to take advantage of this, and I am going to utilize it to my best of my ability, because I can, and that's kind of what I do.
And I always love to help you, Romaine.
So here's the issue I'm having. So I have a very dear friend. I would say she is in my top 3 of friends in the world, and I love her, I adore her, and I think I've realized why I have her in my life, because I think for me, she validates that my life is normal, because she's kind of crazy.
Okay.
And I love that about her, because that's kind of what I get from her, I think, and plus a lot of other really great aspects as well. But recently, I have found that I think I am too invested in her life. Mm-hmm. She often asks me for advice on situations that I feel she creates herself, a lot of drama that she brings into her life. And I feel like because I've become overly involved with her, that it has led me to be stressed out and led me to worry.
Does she really say, I want your advice, tell me what to do, or does she just complain to you?
No, she asks for my advice, but then when I give it to her, she never follows it. She never really listens. She's going to do whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. And that becomes really frustrating to me as a friend, because I'm like, why are you asking me for advice if you're not even going to listen to me?
Have you ever asked her that question nicely?
I have.
And
I
what
have.
Does she say?
Wait,
she doesn't really have a response for
that. Dr. Jen Berman asked if you asked her nicely.
have I asked her nicely? I don't know that I've asked it nicely.
I'll take just you asking her. So what did she say when you asked?
She does not really have an answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has the expectation that I'll always be there and I will always support her no matter what choices she makes. And I am finding that increasingly more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I have for you, because I know you like to ask that question. What question do you have for me? The question I have for you.
You really do listen to my show a lot, don't you?
See, I do. The question I have for you is, if I know that I'm probably, because I feel like this problem is actually more my problem than hers, because I feel
You're
like
right.
The problem I'm having is I am becoming too invested in her life. Is it okay to say, I'm going to step back and I need you to understand that I'm going to take a step back from this relationship because this is not having a healthy impact on my life?
Yes. Prior to doing that, I'd make a first step boundary first. And that first step boundary would be, hey, I've mentioned to you that you've asked me for advice repeatedly. I offer you advice and you don't take it. It is really difficult and painful for me to watch you keep making the same mistakes over and over again and not do anything that I've asked. So I think it's better if you don't ask for my advice and you don't share that part of your life with me, because it's just too painful to see you struggling like this and not doing what I believe you need to do to take better care of yourself. So let's just not talk about that part of your life.
I feel like I've done that.
And she still continues to talk about it?
Well, and I feel like that it's hard for her to respect that boundary. And
but
I feel
you have to enforce it.
And I feel like it's hard for me to enforce that. And I will own that, because I do feel like I've said that, and then I've kind of let her slide back into old habits with me because we're friends and these are just kind of the things we do.
And I also, what I'm hearing is that this friendship is growing old for you. That
in some ways, yes.
That with all these limits on what you feel like you can talk to her about and what you can't, and the bad decision making and the drama and the exhaustion factor and the self-destructive stuff, that you may have outgrown this friendship. That sometimes when we have a friend who doesn't grow and doesn't work on herself and who continues to make destructive mistakes, that eventually we outgrow that person.
So that happens?
Absolutely.
But I mean, that's hard. I mean, I think that's kind of a hard pill to swallow, don't you?
Of course.
Because especially if you've because good friends are hard to find.
They are. And Romaine, I got to tell you, life is not easy. It really isn't. It involves making painful decisions all the time, unfortunately. And I understand I'm not being facetious when I say that, because I do hear how much you care about this person, but also how frustrating it is. And it really does sound like you've outgrown her, that you're not in a place in your life where you're looking to bring drama into your life.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah.
I got enough of that from Derek.
Oh, please. Don't believe a word she says, Dr. Jan Berman.
Well, that is interesting, but it's not surprising.
Yeah.
Any of that.
But it does sound like you're at a place where you've outgrown her, and that your time together is probably limited unless she steps up to the plate and does some serious work on herself.
Yeah, I fear you're right.
Yeah.
Now, Jen, don't you think this also happens in couples? Not to tie this directly into couples therapy on Wednesday, but
which I appreciate very much. But I do think, and you know, you bring up a really interesting point, and that in order for a couple to function well together, there sometimes one person will go through an emotional growth spurt, and then the other person catches up, and that can work. But if both people are not working on each other and growing, absolutely, and I see it all the time. And you know, one of the questions I've been asked a lot lately, especially is as a couples therapist, is it your job always to make relationships work? And no, that's not my job. And you saw in season one, there was a couple where I said, it's time for a divorce. And a lot of the time, my job is not to save a relationship. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's to say, you know what, this relationship has run its course and everybody has done their best to make it work. And now it's time to say goodbye graciously in a way that honors everything that you've had together. And sometimes that's the work that has to be done.
Wow.
But isn't it hard sometimes for people to let go of a situation, even if it's not working? Like, they know it's not working. What is it about that that's so hard for them to let go? Do they not want to be seen as a failure?
No one likes to lose, Derek.
But I think it's more profound than that. I think, first of all, that when we create a relationship, we form attachments. And you know, attachments are, those are primitive. We form attachments as infants to our caretakers. We form attachments when we love people. We form attachments with our friendships. Just like Derek, you're attached to this friend of yours. And to break that attachment is a painful process. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Then there's also that we invest our time and our energy into someone, and that we sometimes we have children with people. We buy homes. We have financial investments. And then, of course, there is that factor of worrying what other people think. And that's something that's a particularly hot button of mine that I'm sure you've heard me talk about a lot on my show, that you should never make a decision in your life based on what other people think. And it's really easy to do that. And I've talked about that with the celebrities on my show, that it's easy to say, oh, we're not going to split up because what would the public think? Or, you know, I don't want to have to deal with this on Twitter. I don't want to have to deal with people making fun of me. I don't want to have to deal with that sort of stuff. But ultimately, in the end, you have to do what is in the higher good of yourself and that coupledom or that family that you have created. And sometimes mm-hmm. the answer is to split up. Sometimes it's to work on the relationship sure. and work through sure. it, but sometimes it's to split up.
I am fascinated about that with the celebrities in particular of, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people go through relationship troubles or what have you. I think about this Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart thing, where it's one thing if you're living with someone and then you find out that they slept with a coworker, let's say, for instance. Mm-hmm. It's quite another if you find out about it because it's on the front page of a newspaper somewhere.
Absolutely.
And then every step that happens after that is played out in a public arena. Isn't it very difficult for people to make choices separate from that when that is going on? I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
It is very difficult, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens. As much as people may be critical of him for taking her back, personally, I have a little bit of admiration for him that he's saying, screw what other people think. This is what I think is right for me. And from what I hear, they're in therapy and working on their relationship and trying to figure out if this is the right thing for them. But I think it takes a lot of courage to be willing to do what you think is right for you in your relationship, regardless of what other people think.
Yeah, that's brave because it's hard.
By the way, I'm curious about this because I have seen some of this in the press coverage in this particular case, and I'm curious about your opinion, Dr. Jen. If you think that there is some double standard that goes on in a situation like this for women versus men in this same situation.
Absolutely. Well, not even in the media, but typically, at least in heterosexual couples, when a man cheats, statistically, he's forgiven more often than when a woman cheats. When a woman cheats, I think that there is the kind of a biological imperative that's almost built in, where I think men typically feel possessive of women in a certain way. So I do think that, absolutely, I agree with you that there's a double standard. And I think also one of the things about that particular situation was, like you said, it was so public. And personally, I have a lot of empathy for her that she's very young. And that sets are such a hotbed, and obviously nothing excuses what she did. What she did was wrong, hands down, absolutely. And at the same time, I think that sets are such a hotbed for affairs and for intense feelings and for all that sort of stuff. And that, you know, she's a young woman who got carried away and made some bad choices. And it's a shame she didn't have the courage and the strength to break off her relationship to pursue what she wanted to pursue, and that he didn't have the strength to do the same.
I mean, I know that you know, the other person in this affair is not a famous person, but even mm-hmm. still, it does feel like she has gotten the full brunt of what happened.
Oh yeah.
Whereas the husband, who is also in a relationship, married, is sort of her boss. I mean, you could look at it this way of like,
absolutely,
she basically had an affair with her boss. So that's always a weird dynamic.
Sure.
And so I do feel like she has gotten it much worse than, say, the director in that circumstance did.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of that is about her being just more famous and it's more copy, and how much of it is the fact that she's a woman and he's a man.
I agree with you. I think it's the last. I think it's that she's a woman, and I think that societally speaking, I think that this culture really likes to point the finger at women and make her somehow the vixen or the whore or the this or the that. I think that there's a lot of judgment about that and about women and sexuality in particular. And I think that, you know, he ends up, you know, obviously people come down on him because he's a married man. He cheated on his wife. But at the same time, I think that there's a certain amount of kind of behind the scenes, like a little bit of applause of, oh, look, he nailed the hot young starlet.
So how do you weave through this kind of male-female dynamic then on in a situation like couples therapy? Because I'm sure that, you know, infidelity is something that has come up quite a bit in this
Absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely. It came up a lot last season with DMX, sure. who had 4 children with Tashira and had 6 children with 6 different women and then 2 on the way while we were shooting. So infidelity is a huge issue. And I'm a big believer that couples can work past infidelity, but it requires tremendous work. It requires that the person who had the affair be willing to take responsibility, that they show remorse, that they actually take steps to repair the relationship, and also to make sure that they don't commit the same crimes again, that they show that their partner that they are taking those steps to make sure that it won't be repeated. You know, those 4 things are really key in recovering from an affair.
Dr. Jen Berman is with us, and you know her, of course, from Cosmo Radio, the Love and Sex Show with Dr. Jen, which airs at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on Cosmo Radio on SiriusXM 109. And the new season of Couples Therapy is debuting on Wednesday on VH1 at 10 p.m. And Dr. Jen Berman will be sorting through all those hot, messy couples.
Oh, boy.
As a therapist this season.
Oh, boy. So, Dr. Jen, who are some of the couples that you are going to be dealing with this season?
I'm so glad you asked.
Well, that's why I asked it.
There are 5 couples. We have, from the Housewives of New York, we have Alex McCord and Simon Van Kempen.
Oh, boy.
Yes. We have Bachelor winner Shane Lamas, who's also Lorenzo Lamas's daughter, who is married to Nick Ritchie, who created TheDirty.com. Do you know TheDirty.com? It's pretty dirty. Then we have JoJo of JoJo and Casey and his wife Tiny. We have the rapper Too Short and his girlfriend Monica. And we also have, last but not least, we have Courtney Stodden and Doug Hutchinson. For those that don't know, Courtney was 16 when she married. He was then 50, and he is the star of Green Mile, and he was also on Lost and a bunch of other shows. He's a very talented actor, and they're a very controversial couple.
Right. Interesting.
Yes. To say the least.
To say the least. Jean in Pennsylvania, you're on Derek and Romaine with Dr. Jen Berman.
Yeah, I just have a comment about the difference between men and women cheating. A lot of people that I know kind of don't think that women can have a casual affair, that they have to fall in love, and that's why they look at women cheating differently, whereas a man, it's sort of like cheating on a diet. I got hungry, so I took something, and now I'm satisfied. Is that valid at all, or is that...
No, I think typically women tend to connect sex and emotion more, but there are plenty of women who are quite capable of having a purely sexual affair or a purely sexual experience. You know, typically women's brains release oxytocin, especially when they orgasm, and that creates a bonding experience, but there are plenty of women who are able to have just a purely sexual experience.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. Thanks for your
Jean.
Call.
It's also very invasive
yeah.
for women when they have sex in a way that it's not always invasive for men.
Yeah.
And that psychologically, I think, also can make a difference.
Sure, that it's bringing someone into your body.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we're very excited about this new season of Couples Therapy. And, of course, seeing you again. It has been too long.
It has been too long. We can't let so much time pass.
No.
We can't do that.
Yes,
we can't.
You
we
have
can't.
To, you're just going to have to come out to New York more often.
So that I can do some therapy with you.
Well, hey, I could. I have a million issues that you could tackle, and I would happily let you.
Romaine could guest host with you for a month, and you wouldn't be done with
her. Seriously.
But you know what? When you were with us before... you had great advice on the princess thing.
Yes.
And that, I think, has worked out very well.
I've used it. Yep.
I'm thrilled.
We have endless conversations at our house about the qualities that a real princess should have.
Excellent. I'm thrilled to hear it.
Yes.
You're empowering that little girl?
We're trying very hard, although I'm ready to murder her kindergarten teacher.
Uh-oh. Do we need to talk this through, Romaine?
Well, it's very simple. My daughter's legal name is Romaine. Mm-hmm. Like mine, but we all call her Romy, and the teacher is trying to enforce Romaine as her name, and I have said very clearly that she does not know that name, and that her name is Romy, and that's what she goes by, and the teacher is not listening.
Why is this teacher having a power struggle with you?
I don't know, but it's going to end with me winning. That, you can be assured.
I have no doubt. It's a very bizarre thing
weird.
For her to battle.
Yeah, I don't know why... I don't know why. I honestly don't know.
If you can figure out what this is really about, it will make your battle more successful.
My guess is it's the, you know, I don't want parents in the classroom. Like she, I mm-hmm. think it's, you know, the classroom is mine and this is where I'm going to be the ruler of the roost and you can rule at home. I think it's more of that kind of power
but
dynamic
But then give her the power. If this is a woman who is needing recognition, and believe mm-hmm. me, teachers in this day and age do not get recognized enough.
Sure.
They unfortunately get, you know, trampled on, underpaid, you know,
right.
they work their asses off. And if she is feeling like she is undervalued, then show her that she is valued and then very gently reinforce your daughter's name.
The only other thing that I would mention is that she's been very strict on, like, penmanship. And by the way, her daughter's in kindergarten.
Yes.
But, like, she's... I feel like she
she's
is
a little hardcore.
She seems to be a very tough stickler
it.
For the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, in this case, I think... Because this just came up. We have barely had a chance to talk about this. In, you know, Romaine has sort of made it clear that she wants her daughter to go by Romy. And I feel like part of the stand that the teacher is making is that she's trying to instill... Like, these are the rules. You need to follow the rules. Your name is Romaine. You should write out your full... Because that was what she said. You're not writing out your full name, which is Romaine. So I think that a good way for Romaine to approach it is to say...
We legally changed her name to Romy.
Well, yes. But I mean, just in general, to say, you know what? I get that standards are really important, and I also have very high standards for my daughter. The name, however, falls outside of that, and that this is the only name she's ever known, and it is not her being lax in this area.
But I also think even taking it a step further and saying, wow, I really appreciate what a devoted teacher you are and that you have such high standards in your classroom and that you are so invested in all of your kids writing their name properly and doing a good job. That means a lot to me as a parent that you care that much about my daughter. And at the same time, I also want to make sure that my daughter's not confused and that she knows that her name is really Romy. And
right.
that's what she goes by. And I don't want it to be confusing for her. And I'm hoping that we can work together to make sure that she's not confused, but she also has great penmanship. And I want to back you up as a parent and all that you're teaching her. And I'm hoping that you'll back me up as well.
Mm. Good way of phrasing this.
I know.
Very solid, Dr. Jen. I'm telling you, you really are the best.
Oh, thank you, Romy.
You really are. All right. All right. Well, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Anytime. I hope I can return again soon.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Our thanks to Dr. Jen Berman for being with us. Don't forget to check her out every day right here on Sirius XM on Cosmo Radio 109. Even lazy fingers can turn one over on the dials. 109 from us. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And, of course, starting this Wednesday, the second season of Couples Therapy on VH1. You can get the super trailer on her website, drjen.com. And that's Dr. spelled full out, and then Jen with two N's. And then you can also follow her on Twitter, Dr. Jen Berman on Twitter. That's DrJenNBerman. And she's on Facebook as well. Thanks,
awesome.
Jen.
Thank you.